Podcasting killed the ATS star. Sorry, I thought that was pretty funny myself. This is Magic at AboveTopSecret.com, further discussing the thread, podcast killed the thread discussion star. And of course, I had to get back to Stringer on his his observations. And yeah, I think the way Stringer described it pretty much describes my view of all this. I haven't, you know, talked about that particular aspect, you know, the life cycle thing much. But podcasting is not a substitute for the ATS forums. It's just not even close. It's just an additional dimension, something that, you know, an additional feature that's available to ATS members. One of the many perquisites of being an AboveTopSecret.com member, by the way. But it's not a substitute for the text discussion. And while I've been, there's like three kinds of podcast members, and I have my own class of podcasting. Obviously, I do love it, and of course, I've been really hitting the podcasting hard. But I'll slow down and I'll find my rhythm at some point here. But I certainly, you know, looking ahead, I see podcasting as an integral part of my ATS experience going forward. As long as the feature's available, well, for good or ill, you can count on me being around in the pod space. And you know, I think there is this the whole notion of this thread is you know, because, and certainly I'm a big booster for podcasting and I'm promoting it, and that can come off the wrong way. I am not trying to be in people's face and say, oh, if you're not podcasting, you're not cool. Podcaster die. You know, podcasters rule, others drool. No, that's not what this is about at all. Rather, at least the thrust of my promotional efforts, you want to call it, I just want to show people what this can do and encourage members who might be wanting to try it to give it a shot. And there's so many things that podcasting does that I don't, you know, that aren't necessarily obvious. The most important one, and I've certainly seen this, is it brings us a little closer together as people in our online community. And when you look at pre-podcasting versus post-podcasting, I know a lot of people, you know, my writing style is my writing style. And I'm sure that people who have listened to my podcasts versus people who have seen how I write see that there's a difference there. And it's not a deliberate difference. It's just that I write a certain way based upon how my writing style has evolved over the years. And I talk a certain way. And these things aren't necessarily identical. In fact, there's a pretty big disconnect between the way I talk and the way I write. And I think that's true of a lot of people. We write in certain ways and we talk in other ways. I kind of like it. Well, anyway, I won't go off on a tangent there. In terms of the vision thing for podcasting, yeah, that's basically what I see. It's a new feature, and you know, we'll see a little spike here, I think, and then we'll see, you know, we'll see kind of a smoother, I think, a growth curve, though. I do think I don't think this is a flash in the pan, and I could be wrong, but I think over time, more members will be attracted to podcasting, and not necessarily as a substitution for the discussion in the text forums. That's certainly, this isn't the case for me. You know, it is new, and it's novel. We've only had it for about a month now, so sometimes I just see a situation, oh, I got to do a podcast about this. Oh, you know, and I'll run off and do that. But you can't do that on every subject, and it doesn't help on every subject. And you know, I've experimented around. That's me always, you know, pushing the boundaries and running with scissors and things, just to see how podcasts might integrate with the text forums. And we got to be careful about that. Injecting podcasts into the general discussion forums can be more disruptive than helpful. So hey, you know, and I think I've demonstrated that in my own little way, but it's still there for members, and you know, for members to listen to. If you don't want to do podcasts, that's fine. You know, hey, the rest of us podcasters still like it when people listen. And yeah, the thing is, we've got these pod threads, and you know, the ability to do back and forth, just like we're doing in this one. I mean, this is a pod thread, and we're discussing the subject. What I find interesting about pod threads, and I have a feeling this is going to be generally true, and maybe one of the reasons why PTS isn't taking off the way we might expect it to, is when you actually do talk about it in your voice, you don't really have as much room for the barbs and the insults and the little tricks we play when we do text posts. You know, in text posts, you know, because the text is a relatively flat and emotionless thing, we put emotion into it by the words we choose. And oftentimes, the emotion that gets conveyed is not the same as the one that we were feeling when we wrote it. And oftentimes that's deliberate. We actually want to convey a feeling that may be a little more dramatic, you know, a little more emphasis, more oomph. It's like, no, I want this guy to really know how wrong I think he is. So I'm going to use a few extra adjectives here and show this guy just how wrong he is. And you wouldn't do that if he was standing there. We say things about people that we wouldn't say to their face, and that's what the text forums are essentially a record of. It's how people deal with, you know, how we would talk about other people if they weren't standing right there in front of us. And in podcasting, that's a little harder, because now you can hear that person's voice, and you go, oh, man, okay. This person doesn't sound like the ogre that they come off as in forums. You know, and actually, the more I listen to my fellow podcasters, guess what? We're not all a bunch of jerks. Yeah. Okay, I could be a jerk too, you know, but by and large, I think most of our members are pretty balanced, reasonable people. Sure, we got, you know, we have a few people that are out there, and I think I qualify as one of them, but by and large, that's what this is all about. So here I am, typical, you know, magic rambling podcast. But I just wanted to, you know, to go, yeah, me too. This is how podcasters do me too posts. Yeah, me too, Springer. Yeah. So, so we'll see how it goes. And, you know, yeah, I'm liking the podcasting. There's no question about that. But we'll see how it goes over the next several months. It's not really how it does in the first month. It's more like, how does this feature integrate into ATS life and the ATS community? And, you know, we'll see how it goes. I'm optimistic, but optimistic means I think it will find, you know, as Springer says, a niche in the ATS community. But it's not going to dominate it. It's not going to take over. But it is going to change a lot about the way we deal with each other, even in the text forums. Just, you know, as many members have said, oh, now I can hear your voice when I'm reading your post. That's a big change. Now you have a personality on the other end of that post, and the way you reply and interact with people when you have an idea what they sound like will be different. I've seen it already just in how people react to me in the forums. And I think it's a positive thing. I actually enjoy it. It's like, okay, yeah, we can be a little more civil about this. And I'll try to be less snippy. Hey, I get it. Whew. Man, I'm sure people who have been following me for a while know how snippy I can get, and we all get our moods, but ultimately we can take a step back, and that's what podcasting allows us to do, is remember, oh yeah, we're human. Anyway, I think I've repeated myself enough times to, as Edward R. Murrow would put it, get the point across. And so off to my next podcast, and this has been Magic at AboveTopSecret.com, giving best regards to my fellow members and all you folks out there in pod space. Until later, ciao.